Alaska women are known for strength, an adventurous spirit, and pioneering leadership. This year's inductees for Alaska Women's Hall of Fame include Mary Jane Fate for achievements in Native leadership. Past Hall of Fame inductee Karen Hunt introduces us to Mary Jane and tells us more about her accomplishments.
Mary Jane is Koyukon Athabaskan from Rampart. She lobbied for the adoption of the Alaska Names, the Alaska Claims Settlement Act. From its inception in 1972 and until just recently, she served on her Alaska Native Village Corporation board, the Rampart Village Corporation. She was president of that board for many years. She is also a founding member and past president of the Fairbanks Native Association. And in 1988, she was the first woman elected to co-chair the Alaska Federation of Natives. She was appointed to serve as a director on the Alaska Airlines board, where she served for 25 years. The first 23 years, she served without any other women on the board. Her public service includes an appointment to the Alaska Judicial Council in 1981, and in 2001, she was appointed by President George H.W. Bush to serve on the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. She married Dr. Hugh Bud Fate, and together they have raised three daughters, her cousin, and they now have a dozen grandchildren. Mary Jane Fate.
Anabasi, thank you so much. I'm Julie Fate Sullivan. I am the youngest of her three daughters, and my mom wanted me to say a few words on her behalf. Thank you so much to Banu Yilkon Corporation, our village corporation, who nominated her. My mom also wanted to thank her partner in crime, my dad, Hugh Bud Fate, who they will be married 60 years, celebrating their 60th anniversary in October. So, big anniversary, and I know they wouldn't be who they are without each other. It's been a real adventure between the two of them. My mom, she taught us how to lead with love. Everything she did, whether it was flying up and down the Yukon River with my dad, providing dentistry in the villages, or lobbying President Nixon for the ANCSA bill, everything she did was from her heart, because she cared so deeply about our Native people, about our community, about the state. And that's where all her motivation came from. And I can tell you, I watched her from the time I was this big, you know, and I helped. We were in there licking stamps and envelopes too. And she was just such an example and a role model for so many wonderful who are now leaders. Wonderful, wonderful women, and I know that they also feel the same way that we do, that so much love in this woman's heart, and it exuded everywhere she went. One other thing, too, that I feel is the most important role that she ever had, and that is as a mother. She was the best mom. She was as kind and loving and gracious and funny and energetic as she was out there working and being involved in the community. I love her so much, and our whole family is so honored. Thank you so much for this honor.
That was Julie Fate Sullivan accepting the award for her mom, Mary Jane Fate, who is a 2014 Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee. More is at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.